Nolte, Bill Kristol taunts Rudy Giuliani for getting cancer. By John Nolte on April 23, 2019. Never Trump or Bill Kristol mocked Rudy Giuliani on Sunday for dropping out of a 2000 Senate race against Hillary Clinton after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. Rudy plays a tough guy now, on Twitter. But he didn't have the guts to take on Hillary in 2000 for the New York Senate seat, Kristol tweeted. When that race got tough, at Rudy Giuliani got going. As bullies do when confronted by a stronger person. Kristol tweeted this on Sunday night, so he has had plenty of time to realize his mistake. If he indeed made a mistake in not knowing about Giuliani's 2000 cancer diagnosis. We all make mistakes, but by now Kristol knows this and has still not amended his tweet. So there is just no question Kristol deliberately mocked Giuliani for having cancer. After New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, one of America's last great Democrats, announced he would retire in 2000. Everyone believed Giuliani would be the Republican nominee and Hillary Clinton would be the Democrat nominee. At the time, Giuliani was the popular mayor of New York. The man responsible for bringing the city back from the dead. Hillary was America's first lady, but everyone knew she had political ambitions of her own and intended to carpetbag into New York, a state she never lived in. In April of 2000, before he had formally announced, the then 55-year-old Giuliani was diagnosed with an early stage of prostate cancer, the disease that killed his father. The following month he announced he would not run and that he had separated from his wife of 15 years. "I don't really care about politics right now. I'm thinking about my family, the people that I love and what can be done that's honest and truthful and that protects them the best. I'm not thinking about politics," he told the far-left New York Times at the time. "Politics comes at least second, maybe third, maybe fourth, somewhere else. It'll all work itself out some way politically." Hillary Clinton ended up trouncing Republican Rick Lazio by 12 points. And Giuliani ended up beating cancer and being the perfect mayor to help his city and country heal after the September 11th terror attacks. He is now a lawyer for President Trump. But here is Never Trump leader Kristol, a man who regularly sneers at the rest of us for supporting an immoral cretin such as Trump. Taunting a cancer survivor for not launching what would have been a dogfight. A grueling U.S. Senate campaign just as he began cancer treatment. Oddly enough, no one in Never Trump, those self-appointed, oh-so-righteous guardians of American decency, has had the moral courage to criticize Kristol's taunt. Nothing from Charlie Sykes. Nothing from Jonah Goldberg. Nothing from David French. Nothing from Jennifer Rubin. Nothing from Steve Schmidt. Nothing from Joe Scarborough. Nothing from Max Boot. How odd that the great moralists of our time have suddenly gone silent. Gee, it is almost as though Never Trump has no principles. It's almost as though they only pretend to care about decency so they can puff themselves up and use it as a partisan cudgel. You know, it's almost as though they are all self-righteous hypocrites and hacks more concerned with earning establishment media love than fighting for the principles of decency they claim to hold above everything else. More proof that Never Trump is a gang of hideous human beings and cruel snobs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.